Hey, Jeff Julia here. I've been away from the podcast for about 5 months and I'm mixing it up today and going on a bit of a rant. So, over the last 5 months, I've been building this incredible platform. I'm so excited about it. It's going live here in Austin in just a few weeks. I have some beta users. It's called Home Ease, and I'll get into that a little bit more further into this episode. But here's why I want to go on a rant. I was approached by a woman who asked me to share something she created with my audience. And when I reviewed what she created, well, I got really pissed off. You see, what she created is contributing to the problem that I'm so eagerly trying to solve. And that problem is the confusion created by people who have no expertise in the energy space, publishing content online that is misleading and just plain wrong. Now, I'm not going to name names, but here's the backstory. If you Google energy saving tips or how to lower my electric bill, you'll notice that Google's search results are A, companies running ads on those keywords because they have something for you to buy, like I do that. B, big, robust utility company websites. They have a lot of content. Google picks them up and feels like that's going to be an accurate result. Or C, websites like USA Today or Huffington Post or any of these other, newspaper media outlets who pay freelance writers to write articles on topics like electricity so their websites get more visits, right? If they have content there, Google will pick up those keywords and whether or not whoever wrote that article has any expertise in the space, so what? It doesn't matter. Their website gets a new visit, right? Now, if you select the images option on Google, you'll notice a slew of infographics that look pretty and are intended to communicate a technical message in a way that you can digest, but I even have a tough time believing most of them and understanding some of them. So the websites and the infographics, they're doubtfully credible at best. Most have some kind of a sales offer, and the suggestions are quite random at best. Now, my audience knows this, and how do I know that? Well, I did a study and they told me. So, as a professional in this space, I agree. I took a completely different approach, which is why I'm building Home Ease and I'm super excited about it. You see, I pulled data from the US Department of Energy on electricity use nationwide. And this data, I scrubbed it and I analyzed it and I got down to the nuts and bolts of the matter for your sake. Here's my take. There are five electric chair appliances and home systems that kill your monthly budget. The rankings change depending on the climate region you live in, but the same top five exist no matter where you live. Now, there's a slew of free non-toxic habits that will lower your electric bill because they are focused on these five electric chair appliances and home systems. So, by focusing your attention on building non-toxic habits for these systems that kill your budget, you'll have the highest impact on your electric bill. And yes, I'll diverge these electric chair systems here in a moment, but first I want to protect you. So here are the three suggestions slash warning signs you should look out for when you're reading about how to lower your electric bill online. And the first is if there are savings promises, like by doing this, you'll save 5 to 10%, beware. There are so many variables, so many factors that need to be considered to even make a claim like that. Every situation is different. I always tell my audience that I'd be lying to them if I ever made a claim like that, and that's just the truth. Second, there's always a sales pitch, right? So be mindful of who the content is published by. There's a reason their free tips will all be focused on your air conditioner or your thermostat or your kitchen or just random common sense ideas, right? And finally, all these graphs and charts that show you how your electric bill breaks down or which devices use the most electricity, That all varies person to person, household to household. I don't know where these people pull their data from or even if their claims are supported by hard numbers, but I do know the percentages vary. Now, the woman who approached me had created an infographic. It was huge, it was so long, it was technical, and it was wrong. Now, she was honest enough to cite where she pulled her data from, and there were over 30 sources she listed, most of them in the UK, not even in this country. And when I saw this, I just shook my head. I mean, the UK not only doesn't have the same climate we do here in Texas, their entire energy generation system is different, and how they bill their customers is different, and their culture is different. Europeans are much less wasteful than we are. For example, they don't leave the hot water running when they shower, and their entire ethos around energy is more conservative. They don't drive these huge SUVs and these huge trucks we do here in the US. That's just one small example. So, yeah, there was no way I was sharing what she created. Okay, before I sign off, here are the electric chair appliances and home systems. These are the big five for every home, age, size, and home type agnostic. And again, their ranking will fluctuate depending on what climate region you live in. You ready for them? All right, here we go. So the first one, and again, these are not in any particular order. The first one is known as other. And this other category is pretty much everything you plug into a wall outlet. It includes lighting, it includes your television and your home entertainment systems, it includes your clothes dryers and your clothes washers, your cooking appliances like your microwave, fans and pumps, like a pool pump, for example, or a standing fan that you plug into the wall. It includes your computers and your computer-related equipment and your dishwashers, okay? The second electric chair appliance and home system, space heating. So when you turn your thermostat to heating, space heating. The third is space cooling. The fourth is water heating, so hot water. And the fifth is refrigeration. It's just refrigerators. Those are the top five. And again, their ranking is going to vary. As you can see, the other category, all these plug loads, everything you plug into your wall, combined is one category. And the others, well, they just have one or two appliances or actual machines in them. So, yeah, those are the electric chair appliances and home systems most deadly to your budget. Now, let me tell you what I've been creating real quick the last 5 months. HomeEase. It's homeease.club is the website. HomeEase.club. And it's only available in Austin right now. This is our pilot city. It's launching here in the next few weeks. I have a few beta users in the program getting results. Super exciting. It's a guided video-based program and an interactive community. And the goal is we relax our electric bills so we can afford to ignore them and fund our lifestyles instead. So if you pay an Austin Energy bill, check it out, homeease.club. The first step is a free three-question quiz where I'll show you if you're actually overspending on your electric bill. And the quiz is based on real data from the U.S. Department of Energy for Texas households only, not households in the UK. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. I apologize for going on this rant. I really wanted to share this with you. It's super important. And as always, please share this with a friend. Signing out for now, Jeff Julia. Enjoy the rest of your day.